Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On King of OX.
Thanksgiving dinner. It's one of the things we all look forward to each and every year. Our birthday. A little cake, candles on top, ever-increasing supply of candles on top of the cake. We look forward to that. But perhaps there is nothing we look forward to more than our weekly visit with Shawn Michael Lyle here at the Voice of St. Louis. Shawn Michael, the most fascinating man in the world. How are you, my friend? Your microphone is off.
There you are. I'm fine. I don't do Thanksgiving dinner or celebrate my birthday.
Of course not.
Why don't you do Thanksgiving dinner?
I'd like to say I'm shocked,
but not so much. Because you are a fascinating
Well, my
man.
Wife and I would give thanks every day, several times a day, in fact.
Hey, now.
You found each other.
Huh? Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, we thank God all the time.
And you found each other in grade school?
No, I was in high school.
High school?
Yeah.
There you were. So you're in high school, you're studying, and what were you?
No, it wasn't actually in high school. I was in high school,
she was in
about
grade
holidays.
School.
Yeah, and then the police showed up. She's actually a little bit older than I am.
Is
no,
that right?
Yeah, I speaking of holidays, it was a Christmas carol at the Santa Clara Arena Theater.
There it was.
I was in the cast, led the choir with the
guitar.
She
was leading the choir with the guitar.
And that's how we met.
And your eyes met across the room.
Something like that.
And then there was the after party. And
we actually went to Taco Bell, which was right next door.
Took a run for the border.
We did.
So
that's the start of every good relationship.
This is important. Were you having the crispy tacos at Taco Bell?
At the time, that was the only tacos they had.
Yeah,
that's the truth.
So there they are over tacos, little lettuce, little cheese on top of the.
We also went out to a movie.
Ooh.
A brand new movie that was so much fun. It was Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Is that Steven Spielberg?
That would have been 1980.
No.
77.
Yeah.
There you are.
Was it Richard Dreyfuss? Is that
Yeah, he was in that and Mashed Potatoes.
Holding hands at the movie? Did you slip over there and grab a little something?
You did. Held hands.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that's where it all began.
She was a very good girl and from a very good family, and I couldn't do any of that kind of thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, what a love story. Taco Bell and Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
We had our own Close Encounters, yeah.
Hey, now. Hey.
Maybe the fourth or fifth kind at some point.
I know that. Jeez.
And to this day, it's still going strong.
Oh, yeah.
So,
how many years is that?
I don't know.
Yeah, a lot.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's
really?
A lot. Yeah.
He doesn't
celebrate his birthdays, buddy. How do you ask him how long he's been married?
Does she know?
I don't know. No, we don't know our anniversary.
You don't?
What?
No, we know that it's not June 12th because my mother got us a silver dish that said June 12th. And we thought, is that right? And we checked and it wasn't right. But other than that, I don't know when.
Do you think it could have been like a retread gift she had as she was walking through?
Now that you mention it, that could be it. I don't know why she thought it was June 12th.
So if you've been paying attention here, and I hope you have, we know that Shawn Michael Lyle is a man of Hollywood. He's a man of the silver screen. He's been an actor. He has been a radio personality in Hollywood. He's studied.
He's been a DJ.
Radio. He's done it all.
I've been a DJ, yeah.
He's done it all. But I learned something tonight as we were chomping on the pizza that Michael, you so kindly
brought you for the pizza.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, guys.
You are a backstage presence at some of the biggest musical groups of all time.
Well, yeah, I say backstage because I was at radio stations and we present various people in concert.
Yeah.
And so when we do that, you have winners who you bring
the contest
backstage.
Winners.
The contest winners.
Yes.
And I would bring them backstage. So I was the guy who was backstage.
Wow.
And I would stay backstage generally.
Yeah.
The shows really didn't interest me for a large part.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. And so, well, like, for example, I remember ZZ Top.
There they are.
For example.
Little beards rolling down there.
Yeah, yeah. So there we were in Eastern Washington, where the University of Idaho and Washington State University are, and they were doing a concert where Washington State is, and they wanted to know, where can we get some good tacos? So we brought them to
Taco
a place.
Bell.
No, we brought them to a place in Moscow, Idaho. I don't think it's still there, but a little taco shop in Moscow, Idaho. And these are guys from Texas, West Texas.
It's called the Cremlinio.
I don't remember what it was. But they were like, wow, there are great tacos in Moscow, Idaho.
ZZ Top.
And ZZ Top. They were fascinated.
They loved the tacos in Moscow.
They did.
Huh.
And because remember the Moscow to Moscow tour, that was the same place with Yakov Smirnoff.
Of course.
Yeah. Alabama. I talked to the guys from the band Alabama quite a bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, backstage with those guys.
Wow.
What happens backstage at a concert?
Nothing.
Really?
Yeah. People are very quiet and they're just getting ready. There are people who are tuning guitars and handing out guitars.
Yeah, we're going to have to do better than that with a story show.
Okay. Eddie Van Halen.
Yes.
May he rest in peace. Because if he ever got caught by his wife, he would have had to have rested in peace. He had lookouts at his concerts, because Valerie Bertinelli, his then wife, used to like to show up unannounced.
Just boom, there she is.
He'd be out in the middle of, wherever it is doing a concert, and she would just fly out there, and then she'd show up, and there she would be. And so he had lookouts, and as soon as she was spotted, then people went scrambling. Beautiful girls were disappearing into the woodwork.
So what we're learning here is that Eddie Van Halen may or may not have been surrounded by beautiful women.
He was surrounded by beautiful women
at his concerts.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden,
backstage,
boom, Valerie Bertinelli
would
appears,
show up.
And they would scurry like cockroaches when the light comes on.
That's exactly
Did you witness the lookouts shooing away, folks?
No, well, she didn't show up, so I never saw them being shooed away. But
a lot of people think that my lovely bride looks like Valerie Bertinelli.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, I see it too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you don't look anything
what was
like
the name
Eddie
of her
Van Halen.
Yeah, you don't.
I used to.
What was the name of her TV program?
One Day at a Time. It was Valerie Bertinelli. Let's see if we can do the cast here. So you had,
well, actually, and I got a, I
of
met,
course,
I got a story about that. So I was going home from broadcasting school.
Yes.
And
in Hollywood.
In Hollywood. Yes. It was very late. It was like almost midnight.
Midnight in
and
Hollywood.
And I was walking along, and there was this young woman who was looking in the window of a bookstore.
The bookstore window.
Yeah, and it was there were no the lights were off. And
the lights were off in the bookstore.
And I stood there and I looked at her.
Yes.
And she was just staring, and she could looked at me and smiled.
Staring, and she looked.
And so
at
I
Shawn
said to
Michael
her, I said,
smiled.
"Hello, Laura."
Laura.
And it woke her up. Uh-huh. I think
Laura.
That she may have been under the influence of something at the time.
Laura who?
Well, that's the thing. I knew her first name was Laura.
Yeah.
But everybody else knows her by her middle name, Mackenzie. Is Mackenzie Phillips.
Unbelievable.
Oh,
he knew Mackenzie Phillips by the name of Laura as she looked in a bookstore in the dark in Hollywood. Unbelievable.
And we went across the street and had a hamburger.
Have we?
Hey, now.
Where?
On Hollywood Boulevard, I forgot. It was Jack in the Box.
So you had a hamburger? Did you ask her out?
No.
Well, what inspired you to go have a hamburger?
Well, because it was late at night and we were hungry.
I must have been.
We just chatted a little bit.
In my,
it was the only thing that was open.
In my 59 years on this planet, I have probably been to fast food restaurants maybe 2,700 times.
Mm-hmm.
Never have I met ZZ Top or Laura Mackenzie Phillips. Unbelievable.
Yep, and that's that. But Bonnie Franklin, never saw
Bonnie
her.
Bonnie Franklin.
The guy who, never met Pat Harrington.
Huh.
Paul Masur, who was the boyfriend, was actually the president of the union, of which I don't know about you, but I am in the Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah, we're in. Trust us, we're in.
I'm in the union.
We pay the union.
Yeah, he was the Screen Actors Guild union president. So those are the people who are.
You
in
know
the
who
show.
Else was the Screen Actors Guild union president from St. Louis?
Who
from St. Louis?
Who?
Laura Ingalls,
the White Shadow.
Well, Laura, I met her. I talked to her.
Of course he met her.
Yeah. And her husband, too, at the time.
And the horse he rode in.
Who was from St. Louis?
The White Shadow. Ken, what's his, he was the president of the union. Ken.
I don't know. I wasn't in the union.
I don't even know what the White Shadow is.
PJ looked that up. He was the White Shadow. It was Ken.
Ken Howard.
Ken Howard from St. Louis, Missouri, was the president of the Screen Actors.
I did not know that.
Well, we have pulled one off.
No, but Melissa Gilbert.
There she was.
She and I kind of hung out a little bit in Tombstone, Arizona, along with Bruce Boxleitner, who was a really great guy.
Bruce Boxleitner, who played the Incredible Hulk, did he?
Yeah, I don't know. Married to each other at that time, but yeah.
No, he didn't.
How about that?
That was Bill Bixby.
How long have you been in the union?
Just since I came here.
Oh.
Yeah, I was in the Screed Extras Guild back when I lived.
Because he was in the movies, Michael.
I
this
know
man
he was
in
the
motion
movie.
Pictures.
I know it.
Yeah.
You were sitting next to a famous actor here.
Well, I didn't rate to be in the Screen Actors Guild
He
at
played the
time.
Role of...
I was just in the
Do
extras
you still get royalty
guild.
Checks?
No.
He played his the
extras
role of...
Never
what's
get
his name in the... What you call it? What was it? You played the role of... in General Hospital.
Dr. Winston.
Something. Dr. Winston in General Hospital.
Yeah, but that was... That actually, like I said, it was Extras Guild. I didn't rate. If I'd have signed a contract, it would have been under contract.
Did you have to say, like, doctor stuff, like, give me 20 cc's of this and pass me a scalpel?
No. I just stood there, and I don't even remember what I said.
Yeah, put him in OR, too.
No, Emily McLaughlin was the patient.
There she was.
Yeah, there she was.
That was the nurse. What's her name?
Jesse Brewer.
Yes.
I remembered. Oh, my gosh.
There you go.
Now I'm impressing myself.
If you didn't believe me before, you do now. This may be the most incredible man.
I remember
in the
Jesse
world.
Brewer after
Jesse
all these
Brewer
years.
Jesse Brewer after all these years. Shawn Michael Lyle, and I hate to step away. It almost pains me to walk away from the Taco Bell and what was the other restaurant? Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box.
With these famous
He's
celebrities.
He's a big spender, right? He's
incredible.
It was the only lights that were on Hollywood Boulevard at the time.
Hey, you want to go to White Castle?
No.
Oh, okay.
When we come back, Braxton Payne, what's trending? That's next on KOX.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. it's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
One, two for two.
It's Hancock and Kelly on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
It's Hancock and Kelly on the greatest radio station in the world. You know it is KMOX, and you every do. Week at this time, we go to the celebrity guest line to visit with our own Braxton Payne.
He is.
Hello, BP. How are you?
Good evening, gentlemen. Calling from my lovely bedroom. You know, it's a little late tonight, I feel.
TMI, Braxton. TMI.
Now, you live in one of the old houses in South City. We've been having this 100-degree weather. Has the sun been baking that red brick in your house, and is it now tolerable to be upstairs?
Yeah, it's not been too bad. You know, I luckily have a decent air conditioner. I have a lot of ivy on my house, which helps to protect, which is actually coming down tomorrow. So it will turn back into a brick oven here very soon.
What'd the ivy do to you?
Well, you know, it ruins the tuck point in. You know, nobody wants to pay $50,000-$60,000 to get, you know,
is that what it
brick
costs?
That is 120 years old.
What does it cost to get the ivy off of that thing?
Only about $800 to $1,000. Not too bad. What a prudent
decision for a homeowner.
John, you wouldn't even hire anybody to take the ivy off. You'd just say, hey, Georgianne, get up
here
and take that
ivy off. She's amazing what this woman does.
Get up on the third floor and tuck it down.
She got a couple like limbs off the tree up high the other day. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Was this ivy intentionally grown in your house by your previous owners? Or did it just happen?
It just happened. When I moved in, there was some, you know, there's some in the neighborhood in South City. It's kind of a common occurrence. If it's in the ground, it'll eventually, it grows quick. And so it just keeps growing up and up.
You know what goes quick as well? Trends. And this is our favorite segment we do every week. We call it What's Trending. Come on, BP, let's go.
What's Trending?
So we got four spectrum of options here. Good old intense research before this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'll give you guys some four options. Some are a little bit more fun than the others. So we got Choco Taco, Robin Roberts, Soldier Field, and FDA.
All right, I'm going to pick one. You pick one. But since we talked about tacos with Shawn Michael Lyle, I think we ought to talk about Choco Taco.
Let's do it.
What's a Choco Taco?
So Choco Taco has been around for about 40 years. It's an ice cream treat. It's like a waffle cone that's in the shape of a taco, has ice cream in it, and then it's drizzled with chocolate. You've never heard of it?
No.
World famous.
I've never seen
it. The internet is not happy today because they're discontinuing it over the since they've been in service for the last 40 years. So wow. No longer, no more. And I guess you guys have never had it. It was one of my favorite desserts growing up, which really brought me to my question of you know, when you guys were summer by the pool or, you know, the sprinkler system,
uh-huh.
What was your favorite dessert that you would have when your mom would call you in, you know, around 3 o'clock?
Got a better memory than that, but similar to what you're talking about. It used to be when all of a sudden you'd hear that cling, 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 and you'd hear it from like
the ice cream truck
blocks away.
Yeah.
And then it would get closer and it would get stronger.
Yeah.
And it was the ice cream man.
Yeah.
And
now they play The Entertainer by Scott Joplin.
Dun, 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 yeah. dun. It was a simple choice for me. It was the Bomb Pop.
Yes.
That's what I got, John
yes.
Hancock.
The red, the white, and the blue.
The Bomb Pop was the bomb. It's the whole reason I would chase it. And you know what? Those guys were jerks. They would keep driving for a little while when they saw you running behind
and
the
you're
truck.
You're sweating and you want the Bomb Pop.
Uh-huh.
I used to walk from my campsite at Boy Scout camp. And I didn't like to walk.
Uh-huh.
And I would walk to the PX, which was a far, far long
for
way
you,
away.
About 100 yards, right?
It was huge. Yeah, I mean, it was exactly. a long walk.
Uh-huh.
But I'd get the Bomb Pop.
The Bomb Pop.
And I'd eat that Bomb Pop.
Yep.
And the little nipple on top.
Right.
Remember the little nipple on top?
And was it gone before you got back to camp?
Of course.
Yeah.
It's a long walk.
Yeah. And then your mouth had the blue.
It was on the bottom.
And the red on your tongue.
So it was a red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
The red was on the top, and you had the little thing on top there, a little dome, we'll call
it. Right, the dome.
And then you had the white section, which was kind of tasted like pineapple, maybe?
Yeah. And then the blue.
And then the blue, yes.
And then your tongue would be blue for the next 2 hours.
Your tongue and your cheeks and your lips and everything is blue, and it's wonderful.
How about that, Rex? And Choco Taco to Bomb Pops.
Yeah, I mean, my favorite was the strawberry cheesecake.
Ooh,
that was my favorite.
Come on, Rex. I mean, come on.
I like strawberry
little,
cheesecake.
Yeah. Like
don't they call that New York cheesecake?
Yeah, it's a,
Yeah,
well, it's not a Bomb Pop.
But I also like, the best part about cheesecake is the graham cracker crust.
Yes.
You agree, Braxton?
Oh, I love graham crackers. I mean, we would eat graham crackers just solo growing up.
Now, the graham cracker by itself, at least to me, leaves me wanting.
Yeah, you want ice cream
or
something.
I want a cheesecake with it.
Yes.
Yeah, I just eating a graham cracker, because you got, the stuff,
Right.
And but you put that sucker underneath a little cheesecake and some strawberries.
Yep. Oh. Confession. Oh. When I'm eating pie, if it's like a cherry pie or an apple pie, I eat the crust part first. On the back part
the
of the
back
pie.
End,
but unless it's cheesecake, I save that because it's all graham cracker crust.
Yes.
That's my favorite part, so I save that until the end.
Yeah, but you still have 100%. To have some cheesecake with the graham cracker crust. You can't just eat the graham cracker crust because it's like eating a graham cracker, which is
point.
You know.
Why don't you pick the next topic?
Oh, Braxton, I'm sorry, we have digressed.
Since we're on the topic of food, the FDA might be a good transition here for that.
The FDA, the Food and Drug Administration.
What is trending about the FDA?
Yes, so I was curious. So I clicked on it, and it was nothing that I even thought was going to be. So there's this chef on TikTok, which is a social media app that's blown up in the past, 4 years or so. And this woman, her name's Chef P. She lives in Florida. And she's been selling this, she calls it pink sauce, right?
The old pink sauce.
The pink sauce apparently is a dragon fruit styled dipping sauce.
Uh-huh.
And she's been putting it over chicken tenders, French fries, things like that. And she's been selling it out of her kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And,
what is dragon fruit?
Today, dragon fruit is kind of like a sweet but savory. It's a fruit.
Uh-huh.
So it's like kind of like that kind of flavor. And apparently she's been mixing it with, some type of mayonnaise. So it kind of has like a little sweet, tangy flavor to
it. I think this is the stuff you take to make you throw up if you have ingested poison.
I drank it for my colonoscopy.
Uh-huh.
So it looks like Pepto-Bismol, but she's been making a lot of money on TikTok. And a lot of people are saying it's kind of like ranch dressing. It's kind of like fancy sauce, which is what I call fancy sauce, is half ketchup, half mayonnaise. So something similar to that. What I think is interesting is the reason that this is trending is that a lot of people have been getting sick from this.
Ding, ding, ding.
From this pink sauce, as she called it.
Yeah.
And And the reason that they're getting sick, and, you know, she's on this TikTok, she's explaining, you know, I'm refunding everybody that you got sick or the packaging's messed up. Well, and then somebody in the comments said, well, is this approved by the FDA?
Uh-oh.
And she said, I don't know what the FDA is.
Uh-oh.
So she's been selling this, and she says later her management team says she misspoke and all this stuff, but she didn't know that what the food was in the Food and Drug Administration. And apparently, this is all legal for her to do, which I thought was interesting.
Well, she's been manufacturing vomit sauce now for however long, and wow.
Dragon fruit. Yeah, so I wonder where dragon food even grows.
It's on a tree.
Yeah. Well, apparently in the state of Florida, as long as you don't have $250,000 worth of sale a year, there's a thing called a cottage food law, where as long as it's low risk, you can sell it out of your home without the FDA's approval.
Huh. Well, you know what? We ought to see if she'll franchise to us, and we could do $250,000 worth of cottage, pink soy sauce
cottage food.
Sales, and we could kick back a percentage to her.
By the way, cottage cheese is the worst.
You think we're all communists and socialists. I just came up with a capitalistic idea
We're way over time here, Michael.
We are?
Yeah.
Braxton. You back with us next Monday?
Good. Yes, I will talk to you.
And then we also have Glover coming up. We're going to do Glover for a whole week. Which
we should
is
have
four
What's
hours
Trending
a day.
With Glover.
Yeah, we'll do What's Trending every day with you on Glover.
All right.
Does that sound good?
Sounds great, guys.
That's what the 2nd through the 5th, or the 1st through the 5th of August.
Yeah, pay attention to the calendar. Cottage cheese.
What?
It's disgusting. We'll talk about that next here on KMOX.
See you, Brax. About to be a great night. Really good.
This is one hell of a night. Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on KMOX.
Welcome back. KMOX. So, yeah, baby, that's John Hancock. I'm Michael Kelly. We're taking you all the way to 10 o'clock.
So in my...
Those are my Shawn Michael Lyle DJ voice.
Yeah, that's not good. In my learned opinion, and, you know, I don't know a lot about... many things.
Uh-huh, clearly.
But I have a long and deep and passionate relationship with food.
Yeah, for some reason, I don't think that would be too surprising to many.
And there may be nobody that really understands food as I do.
Mm-hmm.
I've been eating it for many years. Lots of it.
Right.
Lots and lots of it.
Yeah.
And
growing boy.
In my learned opinion... there is one worst food ever created in the history of mankind.
Broccoli.
No.
Quiche.
Cottage cheese.
Braunschweiger.
Cottage cheese.
Oh. What's your problem with cottage cheese?
Well, it's spoiled. It's ruined.
It's not.
It's
spoiled.
It's what do you call that, PJ?
Curds.
Girdled milk is what it is, and a little pellets of crap. And little pellets of crap in a sauce.
It's delicious.
It's horrible.
Now listen, you're not eating it right. You need to put a little salt and pepper and
why would
on
you
it.
Do anything to it?
Cut up some cucumbers and you throw that over the top of it.
There were moments in college where that very substance came pouring out of my mouth at about 2 o'clock in the morning.
I don't think that was cottage cheese.
Well, it looked very much like it and smelled like it, if you want to know the truth.
436-7900,
1-800-925-1120. If you find cottage cheese to be as offensive as do I, we would love to hear from you. Or if you somehow have come here from some other planet and you find cottage cheese to be a appealing thing to put in your mouth. We'd love to hear from you at 436-7900.
Is it the texture you don't like?
I don't like the texture.
What about avocados? Do you like avocado?
I'm warming up to avocados.
But so the texture of an avocado is usually what aggravates people.
Yeah, it's kind of slimy.
Yeah.
But I can deal with it. And So I've really grown into guacamole.
Guacamole.
Which is made out of the
avocado,
as you say.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I've warmed up to avocados. And I even put a tomato on a sandwich yesterday.
Yeah, because when we order sandwiches...
No tomato.
He'll be in the other side of the room of the office. No tomato! What's your problem with tomatoes?
Because they look like they're in the larval stage. I mean, you got the little juicy and stuff floating around. I mean...
But you don't like the taste of
like
them either?
Like an amoeba. I'm warming up to the taste of the tomato.
Well, here's what I don't get. Clearly a man who's tasted quite a bit of food in your life. Tomato is the basis of one of America's favorite foods, Italian food. In fact, we had tomato this evening.
Oh, the tomato sauce. Pizza. Tomato sauce, phenomenal.
Yeah, but the actual tomato. You ever had like beefsteak tomato with the cheese and the onion?
I've seen it. It's just the tomato itself. It's just sitting there, and it's orange or red or whatever it is, and the stuff in the wagon wheels or the spokes or whatever those things are called.
Yeah, little seeds.
You got the stuff floating.
It's larva-like, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it looks like an amoeba floating around in there.
An amoeba, like an octopus.
Yeah. Nobody wants that.
Now, see, that's something I don't like. Octopus. Calamari's fine because it's fried, and I know that's octopus, but you ever go to a restaurant where they are serving octopus?
Yeah.
And they bring it out, and it looks like a baby's arms laying on the table there. It's just, like an inch thick, and it's like...
I don't like to eat anything that looks like it looked when it was living.
Really?
Yeah. So they bring the fish with the eyeballs out, for example.
Don't like that either.
No. I don't want my food looking at me.
I had dinner last night at Brasserie in the Central West End. Great restaurant. Yeah? French restaurant. Yeah? I had the trout. And they cook the trout. It's perfect. It's the best meal in St. Louis right now.
At the Brasserie.
Not my favorite restaurant, but the best meal in St. Louis is the trout at Brasserie. I'm telling you. It's incredible.
What did they do to the trout?
Lemon. They've got a little lemon on there. They've got a little oil, garlic. Olive oil, a little bit of garlic. Capers are in there.
Ooh, now the caper.
But the trout, it's a freshwater fish.
Yeah.
But they leave the skin on it. I don't eat the skin. Some people eat the skin.
They do.
But it just peels right off it. I mean, the fillets just come right off.
So why not take it off beforehand?
Yeah, that would be my preference. Yeah. I don't know.
Are the eyeballs in the trout?
But it doesn't bother me to do that with, like, crab and lobster. Does it do you to, like, crack the shells and stuff? Because that looks like the animal when it was alive.
Well, sort of. I mean, you don't have the whole thing going on with the lobster.
Yeah. It's interesting you have a problem with the tomato, but you like an egg. Will you eat a hard-boiled egg?
Oh, yeah.
Now, an egg, like, you want to talk about a real life, like, that's essentially an ovary or an egg, right? I mean, it's really a filthy thing if you think about it.
Not hungry anymore.
In comparison to, at least a tomato is born out of the ground.
It does.
Yeah.
And so is an egg.
Did you ever see the
egg, it's right there on the ground.
Did you ever see the George Carlin skit where he talks about the bravest man in the world?
No.
And you always we can find it, but he would say the bravest man in the world was the first guy who looked at a cow and said, I'm going to go over there and drink whatever comes out of those things hanging down from her. And you know what? If you think about it, he's pretty much right. It is a weird concept.
Well, but milk is the mother's...
Yeah, but I don't like milk. I love ice cream.
You don't like milk?
I'm obsessed with ice cream, but I will not drink milk.
You don't drink milk?
No, absolutely not. Huh. Don't even like it in my coffee.
Huh.
Yeah.
Not a little half and half in the coffee?
No, I don't want any of that. But I love ice cream. So... I'm such a hypocrite when it comes to it because I'm like, oh, dairy, that's nasty. We're drinking the milk of another animal, another mammal.
The best meal with which to drink milk.
Macaroni and cheese?
Lasagna.
Lasagna?
Yes. Do you have milk with lasagna there, PJ?
I don't have milk ever.
Huh. Yeah, I drink red wine with lasagna.
See, that's why you people don't have bones like I have. I mean, just look at these bones over here. I don't like to talk.
You're a guy who won't eat a tomato.
I got some good-looking bones.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you can get to them through the other stuff. But but I got some good-looking bones over here and there. And why? Because I drink a lot of milk.
So if PJ and I have you over for a Sunday night dinner one night, we slice up some tomatoes and we put the cottage cheese there. You're just turning around and leaving.
It's disgusting.
Really?
Disgusting. Why would they even sell cottage cheese? And who eats it? Nobody. That's who.
Bacon, lettuce, tomato sandwich.
Yes.
You can eat that.
Except for the tomato.
So you just get a bacon and lettuce sandwich?
With mayonnaise.
But no tomato?
No tomato.
You pick the tomato off?
I never put it there in the first place. Why would you do that? Because it's got the stuff. But the mayonnaise is key. And the toast. If you're going to go there, Michael. Uh-huh. So the toast...
is the most important part.
Yes, you cannot overcook the toast. Many people make the mistake of making crispy toast so that it's crunchy and the flakes are going everywhere and the pieces and the crust. No. You want the toast to be lightly toasted so that it's pliable, so that it's very bread-like with just a little bit of cook going on there.
So what color are we talking about? Are we talking about white with just a couple spots of brown, or are we talking cardboard color?
Oh, we're talking white with a couple of spots of light brown.
Uh-huh.
And so that the toast itself is still very pliable.
Yeah.
And you put the
bread is pliable, but the outside is a little crunchy.
And then, no, you don't want a lot of crunch. Okay. You just want it toasted, lightly toasted.
Uh-huh.
These people put the toast in the toaster, and it comes out like you could barbecue a steak on that stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not right.
Where are you at on bacon, the bacon part? Like, do you like, I hate limp bacon. Like, I want my bacon crisp and firm. I want to be able to hold it up almost like a ruler.
No.
No, you want it jiggly and stuff? That's nasty.
No.
It's all fat you're eating.
And it's all crunchy, you know, after
fat
stuff.
Fat stuff, too, but at least it's a little, you know, saltier and tastes better than that limp bacon.
You want your...
Like, when you go to one of these hotels and they have it all laid out, I can't eat that bacon because it's not cooked at all far enough.
I want my eggs. I want my scrambled eggs cooked.
Yeah.
I want my bacon pliable.
Don't like scrambled eggs either.
And there you go.
I don't like scrambled eggs.
All right, how did we get on this? I have no idea.
You were complaining about cottage cheese.
Well, when we come back, we have one last little segment with you, and then it's the best of Glover, and then it's something
our American story.
It is our American stories. And
then we repeat the whole thing again tomorrow with Total Information.
Unbelievable. And then, but when we come back, we're going to tell the story of Branch Rickey.
Yes, I was asking you about him earlier this evening.
That's next.
You'll learn.
Now, back to Hancock and Kelly. Sponsored by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. On News Radio 1120, KMOX.
Welcome back to KMOX. It's Hancock and Kelly. We'll take you to the top of the hour here. But before we get out of here, we were having an interesting conversation playing pool today. And John Hancock, you were teaching me some history about Branch Rickey.
Yeah,
obviously one of the most influential. Well, there was a documentary on about the
Dodger,
Jackie Robinson, and Branch Rickey was, I guess, best known for that. But here in St. Louis, he's known for essentially creating our logo.
Yeah, many things. So Rickey was a catcher in the early 20th century, and not particularly great catcher. And he ended up in the front office with the St. Louis Browns, and then the front office with the St. Louis Cardinals, and he managed the Browns, and he managed the Cardinals. And all the while, he was gaining baseball acumen, and a very smart guy. And he ends up as today be called the general manager of the St. Louis Cardinals.
He's kind of credited with making that position exist, right?
Yeah, he's probably the prototype for the modern-day general manager, making trades, negotiating contracts, putting the team together on the field. And so at the time, the Browns were the better team in St. Louis through the 19-teens and into the early 20s. And the Browns had some very talented ball clubs, but because the Yankees were so good in that time, the Browns never really made it very far. They never made it to the postseason. But the Browns owned the stadium, Sportsman's Park, and the Cardinals leased the stadium from them. And Rickey made that deal. It was a good business deal because the Cardinals didn't have any responsibility for maintenance and upkeep of the stadium. And they took that...
Out here... We feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world. Points of interest along the trail. And offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles. The only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
About to be a great night.
Really good tonight.
Yeah, this is one hell of a night.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
Welcome back. K-M-O-X. So yeah, baby, that's John Hancock. I'm Michael Kelly. We'll take you all the way to 10 o'clock.
So in my...
Those are my Shawn Michael Lyle DJ voice.
Yeah, that's not good. So in my learned opinion, and, you know, I don't know a lot about... many things.
Uh-huh, clearly.
But I have a long and deep and passionate relationship with food.
Yeah, you know what? For some reason, I don't think that would be too surprising to many.
And there may be nobody that really understands food as I do.
Mm-hmm.
I've been eating it for many years. Lots of it.
Right.
Lots and lots of it.
Yeah.
And
growing boy.
In my learned opinion... there is one worst food ever created in the history of mankind.
Broccoli.
No.
Quiche.
Cottage cheese.
Braunschweiger.
Cottage cheese.
Oh. What's your problem with cottage cheese?
Well, it's spoiled. It's ruined.
It's not spoiled.
It's what do you call that, PJ?
Curds.
It's girdled milk is what it is, and a little pellets of crap. And little pellets of crap in a sauce.
It's delicious.
It's horrible.
Now listen, you're not eating it right. You need to put a little salt and pepper and
why would
on
you
it.
Do anything to it?
Cut up some cucumbers and you throw that over the top of it.
There were moments in college where that very substance came pouring out of my mouth at about 2 o'clock in the morning.
I don't think that was cottage cheese.
Well, it looked very much like it and smelled like it, if
right.
you want to know the truth.
436-7900,
1-800-925-1120. If you find cottage cheese to be as offensive as do I, we would love to hear from you. Or if you somehow have come here from some other planet and you find cottage cheese to be a appealing thing to put in your mouth. We'd love to hear from you at 436-7900.
Is it the texture you don't like?
I don't like the texture.
What about avocados? Do you like avocado?
I'm warming up to avocados.
But so the texture of an avocado is usually what aggravates people.
Yeah, it's kind of slimy.
Yeah.
But I can deal with it. And So I've really grown into guacamole.
Guacamole.
Which is made out of the
avocado,
as you say.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I've warmed up to avocados. And I even put a tomato on a sandwich yesterday.
Yeah, because when we order sandwiches...
No tomato.
He'll be in the other side of the room of the office. No tomato. What's your problem with tomatoes?
Because they look like they're in the larval stage. I mean, you got the, you know, the little juicy and the stuff floating around. I mean,
but you don't like the taste of
like
them either?
An amoeba. I'm warming up to the taste of the tomato.
Well, here's what I don't get.
You're clearly a man who's tasted
quite a bit of food in your life.
Tomato
is the basis of one of America's favorite foods, Italian food. In fact, we had tomato this evening.
Oh, the tomato sauce. Pizza. Tomato sauce, phenomenal.
Yeah, but the actual tomato. Have you ever had like beefsteak tomato with the cheese and the onion?
I've seen it. It's just the tomato itself. It's just sitting there, and it's orange or red or whatever it is, and the stuff in the wagon wheels or the spokes or whatever those things are called.
Yeah, little seeds.
You got the stuff floating around.
It's larva like, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it looks like an amoeba floating around in there.
An amoeba, like an octopus.
Yeah. Nobody wants that.
See, that's something I don't like. Octopus. Oh. Calamari's fine because it's fried, and I know that's octopus, but you ever go to a restaurant where they are serving octopus?
Yeah.
And they bring it out, and it looks like a baby's arms laying on the table there. It's just, you know, like an inch thick, and it's like...
I don't like to eat anything that looks like it looked when it was living.
Really?
Yeah. So they bring the fish with the eyeballs out, for example.
Don't like that either.
No. I don't want my food looking at me saying,
I had dinner last night at Brasserie in the Central West End. Great restaurant. Yeah? French restaurant. Yeah. I had the trout, and they cooked the trout. It's perfect. It's the best meal in St. Louis right now.
At the Brasserie.
Not my favorite restaurant, but the best meal in St. Louis is the trout at Brasserie. I'm telling you. It's incredible.
What did they do to the trout?
Lemon. They've got a little lemon on there. They've got a little oil,
garlic.
Olive oil, a little bit of garlic. Capers are in there.
Ooh, now the caper.
But the trout, you know, it's a freshwater fish.
Yeah.
But they leave the skin on it. I don't eat the skin. Some people eat the skin.
They do.
But it just peels right off it. I mean, the fillets just come right off.
So why not take it off beforehand?
Yeah, that would be my preference. Yeah. I don't know.
Are the eyeballs in the trout?
But it doesn't bother me to do that with, like, crab and lobster. Does it do you to, like, crack the shells and stuff?
Because
that looks like the animal when it was alive.
Well, sort of. I mean, you don't have the whole thing going on with the lobster.
Yeah. It's interesting you have a problem with the tomato, but you like an egg. Will you eat a hard-boiled egg?
Oh, yeah.
Now, an egg, like, you want to talk about a real life, like, you know, that's essentially an ovary or an egg, right? I mean, it's really a filthy thing if you think about it.
Not hungry anymore.
In comparison to, you know, at least a tomato is born out of the ground.
It does.
Yeah.
And so is an egg.
Did you ever see the egg,
it's right there on the ground.
Did you ever see the George Carlin skit where he talks about the bravest man in the world?
No.
And you go, we can find it. But he would say the bravest man in the world was the first guy who looked at a cow and said, I'm going to go over there and drink whatever comes out of those things hanging down from her. And you know what? If you think about it, he's pretty much right. It is a weird concept.
Well, but milk is the mother's...
Yeah, but I don't like milk. I love ice cream.
You don't like milk.
I'm obsessed with ice cream, but I will not drink milk.
You don't drink milk?
No. Absolutely not. Huh. Don't even like it in my coffee.
Huh.
Yeah.
Not a little half and half in the coffee?
No, I don't want any of that. But I love ice cream. So... I'm such a hypocrite when it comes to it because I'm like, oh, Terry, that's nasty. We're drinking the milk of another animal, another mammal.
The best meal with which to drink milk.
Macaroni and cheese?
Lasagna.
Lasagna?
Yes. Do you have milk with lasagna there, PJ?
I don't have milk ever.
Huh. Yeah, I drink red wine with lasagna.
That's why you people don't have bones like I have. I mean, just look at these bones over here. I don't like to talk.
You're a guy who won't eat a tomato.
I got some good-looking bones.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you can get to them through the, you know, other stuff. But but I got some good-looking bones over here and there. And why? Because I drink a lot of milk.
So if PJ and I have you over for a Sunday night dinner one night, we slice up some tomatoes and we put the cottage cheese there, you're just turning around and leaving?
It's disgusting.
Really?
Disgusting. Why would they even sell cottage cheese? And who eats it? Nobody. That's who.
Bacon, lettuce, tomato sandwich.
Yes.
You can eat that.
Except for the tomato.
So you just get a bacon and lettuce sandwich?
With mayonnaise.
But no tomato?
No tomato.
You pick the tomato off.
I never put it there in the first place. Why would you do that? Because it's got the stuff. But the mayonnaise is key. And the toast. If you're going to go there, Michael.
Uh-huh.
So the toast
is the most important part.
Yes, you cannot overcook the toast. Many people make the mistake of making crispy toast so that it's crunchy and the flakes are going everywhere and the pieces and the crust. And no. You want the toast to be lightly toasted so that it's pliable, so that it's very bread-like with just a little bit of cook going on there.
So what color are we talking about? Are we talking about white with just a couple spots of brown, or are we talking cardboard color?
Oh, we're talking white with a couple of spots of light brown.
Uh-huh.
And so that the toast itself is still very pliable.
Yeah.
And you put
the bread is pliable, but the outside is a little crunchy.
And then, no, you don't want a lot of crunch. Okay. You just want it toasted, lightly toasted.
Uh-huh.
These people put the toast in the toaster, and it comes out like you could barbecue a steak on that stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not right.
Where are you at on bacon, the bacon part? Like, do you like, I hate limp bacon. Like, I want my bacon crisp and firm. I want to be able to hold it up almost like a ruler.
No.
No, you want it jiggly and stuff? That's nasty.
No.
It's all fat you're eating.
And it's all crunchy, after
fat stuff too, but it's at least it's a little, saltier and tastes better than that limp bacon.
You want your...
Like when you go to one of these hotels and they have it all laid out, I can't eat that bacon because it's not cooked at all far enough.
I want my eggs. I want my scrambled eggs cooked.
Yeah.
I want my bacon pliable.
Don't like scrambled eggs either.
And there you go.
I don't like scrambled eggs.
All right, how did we get on this? I have no idea.
You were complaining about cottage cheese.
Well, when we come back, we have one last little segment with you, and then it's the best of Glover, and then it's something
after
that.
Our American story.
It is our American stories. And
then we repeat the whole thing again tomorrow with Total Information.
Unbelievable. And then, but when we come back, we're going to tell the story of Branch Rickey.
Yes, I was asking you about him earlier this evening.
That's next.
You'll learn.
Now, back to Hancock and Kelly. Sponsored by Insperity. HR that makes a difference. On News Radio 1120, KMOX.
Welcome back to KMOX. It's Hancock and Kelly. We'll take you to the top of the hour here. But before we get out of here, we were having an interesting conversation playing pool today. And John Hancock, you were teaching me some history about Branch Rickey.
Yeah,
obviously one of the most influential. Well, there was a documentary on about the
Dodger,
Jackie Robinson, and Branch Rickey was, I guess, best known for that. But here in St. Louis, he's known for essentially creating our logo.
Yeah, many things. So Rickey was a catcher in the early 20th century, and not particularly great catcher. And he ended up in the front office with the St. Louis Browns, and then the front office with the St. Louis Cardinals, and he managed the Browns, and he managed the Cardinals. And all the while, he was gaining baseball acumen, and a very smart guy. And he ends up as today be called the general manager of the St. Louis Cardinals.
He's kind of credited with making that position exist, right?
Yeah, he's probably the prototype for the modern-day general manager, making trades, negotiating contracts, putting the team together on the field. And so at the time, the Browns were the better team in St. Louis through the 19-teens and into the early 20s. And the Browns had some very talented ball clubs, but because the Yankees were so good in that time, the Browns never really made it very far. They never made it to the postseason. But the Browns owned the stadium, Sportsman's Park, and the Cardinals leased the stadium from them. And Rickey made that deal. It was a good business deal because the Cardinals didn't have any responsibility for maintenance and upkeep of the stadium. And they took that money that they would have been plowing into the stadium that they played in, and they developed a farm system. They started putting minor league teams in place. Cardinals were the first team to do that. Revolutionized the game of baseball. And by 1926, the Cardinals then won their first World Series in the team history, and Branch Rickey largely credited with doing that. And it was a real forerunner in the game of baseball.
Boy, it sure sounds like it. And you were telling me that he stumbled upon, in Ferguson, Missouri, of all places, the idea of the birds on the bat.
So he was speaking at the Presbyterian Church in Ferguson, Missouri, somewhere back in those days. And he was the cardinal guy, and it was the women's club, the women's luncheon. And he came, and one of the women had made centerpieces for the tables, and they had little cardinal birds put in amongst the flowers. And Ricky saw that, and he said, wow, I like that. And he came back, he took a centerpiece back to the office, and from there, they developed the logo that we know today, two birds on a bat with a C wrapped around the bat for Cardinals.
How about that?
And so Branch Rickey is the reason we have the birds on the bat logo.
What do you think Branch Rickey would think of that ugly powder blue uniform that the Cardinals wear sometimes?
You don't like that.
I don't like it. It's the 80s color. I get it. I grew up with it. It was the 82 World Series color. Even in the 85, Jack Clark looked like a weirdo in it. He looked so much better in white. But they would put him in that powder blue.
I love the powder blue.
You like the powder blue?
I do like the powder blue.
But, Jeske, you watch more Cardinal baseball than both of us combined. You like the powder blue?
They're okay, but I prefer the cream.
Yes. Alternates. Oh, the
Those
Saturday.
Are the best.
Yeah.
I liken the powder blue jersey and uniform that the Cardinals wear.
Yeah.
To the 1990s
with the
St. Louis Blues
with the
jerseys
diagonal
with
stripes.
The red and the diagonal. It was just horrible. It was like they were trying to be too cute and they messed it up.
But it looks better from a nostalgic standpoint now, I think, though, that those Blues uniforms.
Yeah, they wore those every game back in the day.
Yeah.
And I just don't like the powder blue. I do like that off white color.
Brett Hull was scoring 86 goals a year wearing that red stripe diagonal thing. So.
And I like the blue cap we wear. You know, the blue cap, they wear that on Sundays.
Yeah, with the Cardinal on
with the
bill.
Cardinal, mm-hmm. He's on the bat.
Front of the cap.
Now, the Cardinal logo I like the best. I mean, obviously, outside of our regular old Cardinal one that we all wear on our chest. I like the angry bird, you know, where he's got the ball in his hand and he looks like he's peering in, He's the angry bird, I call him.
So Branch Rickey went on.
We got to go back to that story. I was
trying to tell a story.
I was trying to take us back into this century.
Going over whatever.
Go ahead.
So he ended up as the general manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers in 1947. He signed Jackie Robinson and brought him up to the big leagues and therefore transforming Major League Baseball for all time in memoriam. And had a great career there in Los Angeles, finished up his career in baseball with the Pittsburgh Pirates, moved back to Missouri, which is where.
Listen to this part. Yeah.
And in 1965, he was invited to give a speech to a group in Columbia, Missouri.
No, he was being inducted into the Missouri State Sports Hall of Fame.
That's right, and in Columbia, Missouri.
Yeah.
And he was giving a speech. He was telling a story about leadership, and Rickey was a devout Christian. And he was about to tell, he said, I'm going to tell you a story from the Bible. And at that point, he grabbed his chest, couldn't speak any longer, collapsed, and he had a heart attack, massive heart attack, was in a coma for some number of days, and then passed away in 1965, one of the greatest baseball innovators of all time, from St. Louis, Branch Rickey.
Well, on that happy note, I get to say that we're at the end of the show today. That's John Hancock. I'm Michael Kelly. You can see us Friday right there at KMOX at 8:30. We look forward to talking to you then right here on KMOX.
See y'all.
Now, back to Hancock and Kelly. Sponsored by Insperity. HR that makes a difference. On News Radio 1120, KMOX.
Welcome back to KMOX. It's Hancock and Kelly. We'll take you to the top of the hour here. But before we get out of here, we were having an interesting conversation playing pool today. And John Hancock, you were teaching me some history about Branch Rickey.
Yeah.
Obviously one of the most influential. Well, there was a documentary on about the
Dodger,
Jackie Robinson. Okay. And Branch Rickey was, I guess, best known for that. But here in St. Louis, he's known for essentially creating our logo.
Yeah, many things. So Rickey was a catcher in the early 20th century, and not particularly great catcher. And he ended up in the front office with the St. Louis Browns, and then the front office with the St. Louis Cardinals, and he managed the Browns, and he managed the Cardinals. And all the while, he was gaining baseball acumen, and a very smart guy. And he ends up as today be called the general manager of the St. Louis Cardinals.
He's kind of credited with making that position exist, right?
Yeah, he's probably the prototype for the modern-day general manager, making trades, negotiating contracts, putting the team together on the field. And so at the time, the Browns were the better team in St. Louis through the 19-teens and into the early 20s. And the Browns had some very talented ball clubs, but because the Yankees were so good in that time, the Browns never really made it very far. They never made it to the postseason. But they owned the Browns, owned the stadium, Sportsman's Park, and the Cardinals leased the stadium from them. And Ricky made that deal. It was a good business deal because the Cardinals didn't have any responsibility for maintenance and upkeep of the stadium. And they took that money that they would have been plowing into the stadium that they played in, and they developed a farm system. They started putting minor league teams in place. Cardinals were the first team to do that. Revolutionized the game of baseball. And by 1926, the Cardinals then won their first World Series in the team history, and Branch Rickey largely credited with doing that. And it was a real forerunner in the game of baseball.
Boy, it sure sounds like it. And you were telling me that he stumbled upon, in Ferguson, Missouri, of all places, the idea of the birds on the bat.
So he was speaking at the Presbyterian Church in Ferguson, Missouri, somewhere back in those days. And he was the Cardinal guy, and it was the women's club, the women's luncheon. And he came, and one of the women had made centerpieces for the tables, and they had little cardinal birds put in amongst the flowers. And Ricky saw that, and he said, wow, I like that. And he came back, he took a centerpiece back to the office, and from there, they developed the logo that we know today, two birds on a bat with a C wrapped around the bat for Cardinals.
How about that?
And so Branch Rickey is the reason we have the birds on the bat logo.
What do you think Branch Rickey would think of that ugly powder blue uniform that the Cardinals wear sometimes?
You don't like that.
I don't like it. It's the 80s color. I get it. I grew up with it. It was the 82 World Series color. Even in the 85, Jack Clark looked like a weirdo in it. He looked so much better in white. Huh. But they would put him in that powder blue.
I love the
you
powder
like
blue.
The powder
I
blue.
Do like the powder blue.
But, Jesky, you watch more Cardinal baseball than both of us combined. You like the powder blue?
They're okay, but I prefer the cream.
Yes.
Alternate. Oh, the
Those
Saturday.
Are the best.
Yeah.
I liken the powder blue jersey and uniform that the Cardinals wear.
Yeah.
To the 1990s
with the red.
St. Louis Blues.
With the
jerseys
stripes.
With the red and the dye. It was just horrible. It was like they were trying to be too cute, and they messed it up.
But it looks better from a nostalgic standpoint now, I think, though, that those Blues uniforms.
Yeah, they wore those every game back in the day, and I just don't like the powder blue. I do like that off-white color.
Brett Hull was scoring 86 goals a year wearing that red stripe diagonal thing. So.
And I like the blue cap we wear. You know, the blue cap, they wear that on Sundays.
Yeah, with the Cardinal on
with
the bill.
With the Cardinal, and he's on the bat.
Front of the cap.
Now, the Cardinal logo I like the best. I mean, obviously, outside of our regular old Cardinal one that we all wear on our chest. I like the angry bird, where he's got the ball in his hand and he looks like he's peering in, he's the angry bird, I call him.
So Branch Rickey went on. And,
I'm sorry, we got to go back to that story. I was trying to tell a story. I was trying to take us back into this century.
Going over whatever.
Go ahead.
So he ended up as the general manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers in 1947. He signed Jackie Robinson and brought him up to the big leagues and therefore transforming Major League Baseball for all time in memoriam. And had a great career there in Los Angeles, finished up his career in baseball with the Pittsburgh Pirates, moved back to Missouri, which is where.
Listen to this part. Yeah.
And in 1965, he was invited to give a speech to a group in Columbia, Missouri.
No, he was being inducted into the Missouri State Sports Hall of Fame.
That's right, and in Columbia, Missouri.
Yeah.
And he was giving a speech. He was telling a story about leadership, and Ricky was a devout Christian. And he was about to tell, he said, I'm going to tell you a story from the Bible. And at that point, he grabbed his chest, couldn't speak any longer, collapsed, and he had a heart attack, massive heart attack, was in a coma for some number of days, and then passed away in 1965. One of the greatest baseball innovators of all time, from St. Louis, Branch Rickey.
Well, on that happy note, I get to say that we're at the end of the show today. That's John Hancock. I'm Michael Kelly. You can see us Friday right there at KMOX at 8:30. We look forward to talking to you then right here on KMOX.
See y'all.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.